dose of Dave. My voice is playing up a bit. You might be able to tell that it's slightly different from usual. What day is it? Well, it's 20 to 1 in the morning. I've forgotten what day it is. It was Thursday yesterday, so this is 20 to 1 on Friday morning. I've not been very well, as I did mention in my last podcast, and I haven't done a podcast for, I don't know how long actually. I've been quite delirious. Started feeling a bit ropey on Tuesday, went to work in the evening, left a bit early, and I've basically been in bed since then. 2 days solid, pretty much anyway, in bed. I mean, I got up to go to the loo and stuff. I didn't just do that in the bed. But yes, it's been a very delirious few days. And it was only really this afternoon that I came out of that delirium. Still feel a bit ropey, but not with so much of the brain fog as I was having. I haven't really done much talking either. That's probably not helping my voice, is it? Anyway, I was just about to go to sleep and I thought, no, I'm not ready to go to sleep. My sleep pattern's a bit messed up. So I've been sleeping all the time, although not really sleeping. You know when you're asleep, but it doesn't really feel like you're asleep? So maybe you're not actually asleep. It was kind of like that. So yeah, I thought I'd just get the podcast done, get back on that podcasting horse. Continue with it. Although I did see today that Spotify for podcasters are now removing the ability to record directly onto the app in June of this year. I don't know what I'm going to do about that. Sounds like they're expecting me to record it myself and edit it all, put it together, and then publish it. You can still publish podcasts, but they have to be kind of pre-recorded, edited, all finished, and then uploaded. So the fact that I'm even considering this to be something to consider may suggest that it actually is time to let the podcast go. I mean, I've done that before and then come back to it. I've certainly been, I don't know, slightly less committed to it, I think, since I kind of had that bit of time off. Maybe I have other things in my life that negate the need to communicate into the void like this. And I know it's not a void entirely because, well, if you're listening to this, it means you listen to it. And I know some people I actually know listen to it, actually know in real life, and people I know through social media. So I don't wish to mish. I don't mish to dismiss you. I don't wish to dismiss you as a void. So sorry about that. But you know what I mean. Maybe this is just a sign that my life is becoming one of greater fulfillment. That perhaps I now feel, and I do now feel, that I'm not sure where I'm going, but I'm heading in a direction. I'm pursuing things that I am excited about and passionate about. And I have people in my life that support that. So that's all good. I don't know. I did have a therapy session. When did I last do a podcast? I'm not sure. It feels like my brain's been taken out, scrambled and put back in. Lost track of everything. lost track of the last 55 years in 2 days of being ill. I'm sure my brain will reconfigure itself at some point. But yeah. So, I think I'm done. Namaste.
It's a tiny podcast, a podcast for money. Doodly doodly doo.
Well, it could be, or maybe not. If you wish to contribute financially to the podcast, you can make a donation via patreon.com/bullshitdetective. You can donate as much or as little as you like, from £0 or dollars or whatever to like millions and millions and millions, if you so wish. But actually, you know, the price of a coffee once a month, or a beer, or a pack of sweet corn from the supermarket, they're probably about £1, aren't they? Something like that. Whatever. And if you don't, that's also fine, because the people who do are paying, and the people who don't still get their podcast for free, which is quite a nice arrangement when you think about it, isn't it? It's kind of built on just being nice to everyone, everyone being nice to everyone, and doing what they can. So if you do, it's much appreciated. If you don't, it's also much appreciated. Thank you very much.